I'm Kurt Benrud, and this is a review of The Tempest at Raleigh Little Theater in Raleigh. It's written by Dustin K. Britt, and it's titled, RLT's teen production of Shakespeare's The Tempest is such stuff as dreams are made on. Currently entering its fifth season, Public Works is a major initiative of New York's public theater. It was formed specifically to engage the diverse people of the city with a theatrical experience. In collaboration with local civic organizations, Public Works founder and resident director Lear DeBaisonnet seeks to blur the line between professional artists and community members, creating theater that is of, for, and by the people. Public Works is known for grand musical adaptations of classical pieces, including Shakespeare, The Tempest, The Winter's Tale, Twelfth Night, and the upcoming As You Like It, and Homer's The Odyssey. All performances are free and open to the lucky folk who win the ticketed lottery. Public Works, first production, an original musical adaptation of William Shakespeare's Tempest, brought more than 200 cast members to the Delacorte Theater, a 1,800-seat amphitheater in Central Park. The show was colorful and joyous, with a catchy score by Todd Almond. Almond's textual adaptation, though witty and concise, adds several instances of modern chatter, which can be distracting if you have an ear for Shakespeare's rhythms. The energetic script and score is perfect for youth theater. We do not need another traditional production of The Tempest, least of all performed by teenagers. Thankfully, Raleigh Little Theater's artistic director Patrick Torres has brought this unique adaptation to the Teens on Stage and Teens Backstage summer conservatories at Raleigh Little Theater. This year, 23 budding actors attended acting classes taught by Laura Levine and Jacob Snyder Timmons and rehearsed for the final production while five developing technicians created sets, lighting, costumes, sound, and props for the show. Most importantly, Torres has brought Kids Notes on board. The Durham-based organization seeks to change the life trajectories of underserved and at-risk children in the Triangle through free orchestral music instruction. Over the last 7 years, their artistic invention has shown measurable improvement on school attendance, literacy, and positive behavior. Last year, Kids Notes served more than 400 students in Durham and Wake County Public Schools. The collaboration between Raleigh Little Theater and Kids Notes honors Public Works' mission of community involvement. Musical director Shane W. Dittmar arranged an overture to be performed by a 13-piece Kids Notes orchestra, and a 13-member Kids Notes choir performed selected songs on stage with the actors. Both groups performed with confidence and enthusiasm. For the show's accompaniment, Dittmar was backed by Cracker Jack bassist Joe Wimberly and skilled percussionists Bobby Sherrard and Tim Wall. Torres wisely cast Ricky Hall as the island-dwelling wizard Prospero, complete with a magical staff. Hall is a tremendous vocalist and speaks the bard's words with the clarity and weight of a seasoned actor. Sophia Gabriella Alba plays mischievous spirit helper Ariel with grace and power. Keep your eye on her as she darts magically around the theater. Will Taylor captures the voice of the monstrous Caliban, while Mercedes Ruiz, as imprisoned daughter Miranda, is both delicate and earnest. David Snee, as Prospero's brother Antonio, is the cast's most facially expressive actor and should be watched. This adaptation gives much stage time to its clowns, perhaps too much, but we are lucky to have the well-timed comedy of Emily Miller and Jessica Sofian as the drunken duo of Trinculo and Stefano. Extra practice with fight choreographer Conor Gurney is needed to tighten up the punches. The show's most winning performance comes to the Gumby-like shape of Colton Hartsheim as Miranda's goofy young suitor, Ferdinand. Herzheim is strikingly flexible, which lends to his magnificent physical performance. I could spend hours watching him attempt to stack three measly pieces of firewood. The unarmed ensemble of eight all burst onto the stage with fervor, some with more energy than others, especially with regard to facial expressions. The overall vocal quality of the ensemble is good, but often restrained. To break this curse, one must always sing as though everything is a solo. The show's shining musical moments came from Emma Johnson's angelic voice on All Things Bow and Ricky Hall's final two songs. Todd Allman's poppy O Miranda is a highlight of the show and sets a lively tone from the start. As the cast passes a kiss from one corner of the theater to another, I was reminded that Torres is a master of theatrical space. As always, he fills every corner, high and low, of the small Gaddy Goodwin Teaching Theater with hyperkinetic sights and sounds. One side of the audience, however, is left out as many of the goings-on near the staircase. Unfortunately, microphones were too quiet and full of bass on Sunday afternoon, forcing the cast to compete with the band, particularly soprano Sofia Gabriella Alba. The design elements are unified thanks to the team of technical director Jessica Horn, scenic designer Jennifer Liner, and lighting designer Caitlin Gill Ryder, and costume designer Elsbeth McClanahan. They are supported by technical students Nick Bryson, Lindsay Drake, Tyler Gromo, Maddie Pylone, and Sophia Ross. Stage manager Emma Heath calls the rapid-fire cues with accuracy, while the cast ably perform Jess Barber's enchanting choreography. As it did with 2016's Bat Boy the Musical, Raleigh Little Theater proves itself the Triangle's premier spot for well-produced, unique, and engaging young people's theater.